It's The Takeaway. I'm Tanzina Vega. El Día de los Muertos is here, the Day of the Dead. And that's the Mexican holiday honoring and celebrating the lives of those who have died. It's a time of remembrance and to welcome the spirits of loved ones back to the earth with altars, decorations, food, and dancing in colorful costume.
It becomes this really beautiful thing that helps people cope with the trauma of death and loss and turn it into like a beautiful celebratory thing instead of like a morbid celebration that we kind of think of in the U.S.
And that's part of what appealed to Barrett Holmes Pittner about this day. He's a filmmaker and writes about race and culture and is starting a new project to bring the spirit of this day to his own African-American community. He says Black Americans at this difficult time in U.S. history could benefit from a similarly structured celebration of life.
As a race and culture writer, I've covered a lot of like the rise of Black Lives Matter. And so in the Black community, I noticed the creation of altars in response to tragedy, you know, like after like Michael Brown or Eric Garner or Trayvon Martin, there'd be some sort of altar. And my friends in D.C., I have a lot of Latino friends, my girlfriend's Mexican, and they invited me to Day of the Dead. And I didn't really know much about it at the time. But once I was there, I noticed that this was had a lot of overlap with the need to mourn in a healthy way people that matter to you and to make sure that their memories are kept alive. And I just thought this was a nice proactive way of doing what the Black community was already like organically doing in response to tragedy. So if we could do it without the tragedy component, just do it to strengthen our communities and tell our stories, I thought that would be really, really profound. And so that's how it hit me on like an intellectual level. But once I had that idea in my head, unfortunately my cousin passed away last year, and then I could see how it could really help people at an emotional level, where I could see how my uncle and my aunt were struggling with everything, and I knew that if there was a structure, like if there was socially acceptable for them to make an altar with photos of their son and invite people into their house to talk about him, then they wouldn't be as concerned about his memory going away or what to do with, you know, little mementos of him that were like lying around the house. Like they could put these mementos on the altar, and that's where I could see how this would have a very profound emotional benefit for my family members. And so kind of those two angles combined, like a macro and a micro perspective on how this could be beneficial to the African-American community, really kind of hooked me in.
So let's talk about what the project is that you're working on and what are some of the goals of the project?
So yeah, I'm making a film called Altars, a Cross-Cultural Day of the Dead. And the goal of the project is to explore how to extend Day of the Dead into the African-American community while making sure we don't appropriate Mexican culture and also incorporate existing African-American and African traditions into the celebration. So it's something that we can feel that that's ours, but shared. You know what I mean? And so to do that, the film, there's going to be a decent amount of travel. Like I'm going to have to go to Mexico and different parts of the U.S. and Africa too, to get all the pieces to come together. So at the end of it, because we're filming for Day of the Dead this year, so we're filming in, you know, a couple days. And then we're going to film in 2019 for Day of the Dead, and we'll be filming in between that. But the end goal is that 2019 we'll be able to present a better cross-cultural celebration that if someone looks at the film, they can say, oh, I have the tools or the knowledge to do this on my own and make an altar in my house, and I feel as though it's going to be accepted within the Black community and the Latino community, and I won't be, casually appropriating or misunderstanding what's going on.
I'm wondering what the response has been so far from Black Americans you've spoken to about this and Mexican Americans you've spoken to about this.
The Mexican community, by and large, has been really supportive. It's, you know, we're at a unique time in America where their community is being constantly under attack from certain politicians and whatnot, and to hear someone that's outside their community talk about the benefit of one of their cultural traditions and spread it, it's really something that they're embracing. Where, you know, instead of demonizing Mexicans, we're now saying they have something beautiful that can help other Americans, and we need to pay attention to this and learn about this to help other people. So the response from the Mexican community has been really, really positive. And that makes me feel like very good. You know, I've apparently have done enough of my research. The response in the African American community, it's been complicated in many facets, because there's a lot of indigenous traditions from Africa or the Caribbean that are similar to Day of the Dead. And so one of the main questions is, why are you recommending a Mexican thing instead of an African thing or a Caribbean thing to empower the African-American community? And so I end up having to have the conversation about, you make an altar in your home, and the altars aren't supposed to be homogenous. You can, you know, my altar that I will make is going to be completely different than the one my sister is going to make and the one my parents are going to make. And so with the altar in your home, you now have the opportunity to show the traditions and the cultures that matter to you. You'll just be able to bring people into your house, and those people can be African-American, they can be Mexican, they can be Asian, they can be everybody. But if you celebrate and remember people's lives, no one's going to be incredibly nitpicky about whether your altar looks like your neighbor's or whatnot. They're going to be remembering that you work to strengthen your community and tell your stories. And so that's the conversation I have with a lot of African-Americans, where this provides an opportunity to not only tell your story, and since we're such a complex, diverse population in America that has, you know, many different traditions, we need to have that diversity and not have like a homogenous structure. And I think Day of the Dead actually provides that. And not only does it provide it, but it creates the bridge for us to foster like really positive relationships with our Latino brothers and sisters and our neighbors, which sadly, in many parts of the U.S., like, you know, African Americans and Latinos will be pitted against each other, and they won't be creating those bonds. And so I think that's essential. So my big conversation with African American community is that. Another one is that a lot of them just aren't aware of it, or they'll have like a negative stigma about Day of the Dead, and they'll think it's morbid because of like the face paint and the skulls and stuff like that. And so once you get past that first hurdle, the movie Coco has been quite helpful when talking to the African-American community, because they're more familiar with the tradition and they don't have any kind of negative ideas about it. And so those have been, you know, the my main conversations.
Barrett Holmes-Pittner is a writer for The Daily Beast, and he's working on a project and film about a cross-cultural Day of the Dead called Altars. Barrett, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Hi, my name is Maria, and I'm calling from Deland, Florida. Yes, we do celebrate Dia de los Muertos because my grandparents were from Mexico, and they kept that tradition with us. We set up a small altar in our home. We set up the pictures of our loved ones who have passed before us, and we prepare their favorite foods, including pumpkin empanadas. My children have celebrated this, and thanks to Disney's movie Coco, it has normalized the traditions with our friends and family. So, muchas gracias to Disney for that.
This is Julia from Louisville, Kentucky. I'm a Spanish teacher, and every year my seniors and I create an ofrenda in the classroom. They bring in photos of loved ones who have passed, calaveritas, candles, flowers, and pan de muerto. It's a great way for them to learn about a culture in which death is embraced rather than feared.